Joining us from Washington, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway DC correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, sorry, John. I'm just changing my typewriter ribbon. Give me one second. I have ink on my fingers here.
I've got a place here. You know, I actually have three typewriters at home, manual typewriters.
As souvenirs, though.
No. I use them.
You do.
Great. There's something about that, just that feel of the typewriter. Now, you know, I'm just an old fossil in the Smithsonian, right? But still, that is a milestone.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to date myself. I shouldn't admit this, but when I went to college my freshman year, electronic typewriter. It had a screen, but it was decidedly a typewriter. It was not a computer.
Oh, when I started at NPR, we were using IBM Selectrics with a little ball there. All right, from Washington, we've got a twist in politics, and it's a pretty interesting twist over the issue of gay marriage. Republicans and Democrats have been warring over a federal law which denies federal benefits to same-sex partners. The law is known as the Defense of Marriage Act. It faces multiple challenges in federal court. Well, the House of Representatives has abruptly walked out on this particular relationship in either defending or battling this law. Todd, can you sort this out?
Yeah, for sure. Now, let me correct you off the top here, John.
Please.
The House of Representatives did not walk out on defending the law. In fact, they're the ones, it's House Republicans who are trying to defend the law, and here's why. You remember back in February of this year, when the Obama administration said, we're not going to defend the Defense of Marriage Act anymore because we think it's unconstitutional. And this was also a nod to gay rights supporters.
So House Republicans hired their own lawyers.
They did. They said, well, we're going to if you won't defend it, Mr. President, we're going to defend it. Well, yesterday, here is the twist. The Atlanta-based law firm King and Spalding, which was hired by House Republicans to defend DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, for about $500,000, by the way, flipped and said, we're not going to defend this law. And they upended their relationship with the House. This was a surprise move. King and Spalding, an Atlanta-based law firm, announced they would drop the House as a client and not argue the case. Now, the firm issued a statement to the Takeaway and others yesterday. Chairman Robert D. Hayes says that he determined, quote, that the process used for vetting this engagement was inadequate.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, that means we took this case and then we realized a week later that we really shouldn't have and we're backing out.
But what does that mean? Does that mean that they are opposed to the Defense of Marriage Act? They don't like John Boehner? They don't like having 485 separate clients? What's the deal?
Well, here's what we know. That's all the firm will say. I talked to their spokesman in New York. I tried to get a little bit more out of them as to why they changed their mind on this. They're not going beyond that, you know, carefully worded lawyer-written statement about the vetting of the engagement. But here's what we do know. Gay rights groups, including the Human Rights Campaign, were talking to that law firm and getting ready today to launch a major PR offensive against them, including a full-page ad in Atlanta newspapers, including information letters, they say, to the firm's clients and organizations to let them know that what the firm was doing in defending this very, very unpopular, with some quarters, law, the Defense of Marriage Act. Some of these are big, big corporate clients, including Coca-Cola. There were the Human Rights Campaign and other gay groups were basically saying to this firm, go ahead, but we're going to make it really, really difficult for you to defend a law that a lot of people in our community consider abjectly discriminatory. Now, again, I should say, the firm won't say why they backed out, but this campaign was to start today with a full-page ad in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for starters, and it never got there. The firm backed out.
All right, so pressure, in theory, was brought to bear. But can't, I don't know the Constitution as well as you, Todd, but can't the House of Representatives or Congress, in theory, just force the U.S. Justice Department to defend any law that's passed by Congress?
Well, it's already the Justice Department's law to defend these laws. That's why we have a Solicitor General. Remember, Elena Kagan was Solicitor General.
Sure.
There's a Solicitor General, a former Solicitor General who's part of this story as well that we'll get to in a minute. I'm sure that's Paul Clement. There's a whole nother twist on this. It's already their job to do that. It was a rare move last February when Eric Holder said a major section of this law, Section 3 of the law, we consider it unconstitutional. The Justice Department basically said that gays and lesbians had experienced a high level of discrimination in the past, and therefore the legal review of cases like this needed to be at a higher level. And we're not going to defend this law because that level of review is so low, and there is discrimination there already, we consider this unconstitutional, not worth defending. That was rare, but it happens once in a while. Well, conservatives in the House, led by Speaker John Boehner, took up the cause and said the House itself is going to retain counsel. Justice Department, they attacked the White House for it, of course. Justice Department, you're not going to do it. We're going to do it. Now, yesterday, Speaker of the House John Boehner, through a spokesman, sent the takeaway a statement blasting the firm for this decision, and it's, I'm quoting here, careless disregard for its responsibilities to the House and its constitutional matter. So they were pretty upset because...
Well, what's the fallout at King and Spalding, the law firm? I mean, you say there's been possibly some pressure. They deny that. You've got the John Boehner blasting King and Spalding. What's happened internally there?
Well, I'll tell you some fallout there. They had a senior partner named Paul Clement. Now, if you remember Paul Clement and you remember that name, former Solicitor General under the Bush administration, he was the guy who was arguing this case for the House on behalf of King and Spalding. Clement abruptly resigned yesterday after this decision and basically published a strongly worded letter about the firm. He said that defending positions, whether they're popular or unpopular, is what lawyers do. And he was ethically obliged to defend the position, even if the firm was going to go kind of lily-livered. My words, not his. So he resigns from the firm, takes up with a small firm in Washington known as Bancroft PLLC, and vows to take up the defense there on behalf of the GOP-controlled House. So the former Solicitor General there quits. It immediately pops up at another firm, and the case is alive at a small boutique Republican law firm in Washington.
All right, so it's going to go forward. It's just a matter of which lawyers are going to be doing the defending. Is this more symbolic, or is this going to represent some real challenge before the
Well,
Supreme Court?
I think in terms of PR, it is symbolic, but it's a blow to Republicans in their effort to defend this law. Look, Defense of Marriage Act and gay politics in general is important to the base of both parties. It was a political move when the Obama administration said they would not defend this law. That was a major nod to gay and lesbian groups at their political base. Likewise, John Boehner agreed to take up the cause because conservatives want this fought. The fact that a major law firm thought that it was not in their best interest to follow through on a $500,000 contract, which was a lawyer contract, people defend unpopular things all the time, kind of shows you the gravity of the situation in terms of the PR battle.
Before we go, Haley Barbour, not going to run in 2012.
How about that? That's a little bit surprising. People thought as a former governor and former head of the Republican National Committee, he was a shoo-in, but Haley's not doing it.
I wonder if it's about nobody writing the checks for his campaign. He can't raise the money.
Well, I'll tell you who's running. Ron Paul's going to announce today that he's in again.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.